Are you sleepy? Scooch over. Falling off the bed. Wow, are you trying to kick me out of the bed? Are you sleepy? Kind of. Yeah, I'm a little bit sleepy. Yeah. It was nice showing you all my pictures, old pictures, and telling you who's in the photos and what I was doing and where I was. Yeah, it was nice. Overall, I had a nice experience living on the East Coast. It was really pretty. I remember it being really, really beautiful. And I love seeing the seasons change right before my eyes. Just keep having really vivid dreams of this house. It was the house I lived in the longest. It was a really cute house and made lots of memories there. I grew up in that town. I went through elementary school and middle school and high school there. And I lived in a neighborhood where mostly a lot of the kids lived in, so literally I could walk to my friend's house, I could bike to their house or skate to their house. I was always outside with my friends. Even in the winter time, even when there was like a blizzard going on, all the kids would come to my house because I had a hill in my yard. My house was kind of on a hill, so everyone would come to my house and we would sled and make little like snow ramps, and somebody always got hurt, but it was fun. But I always loved the fall time when you see all the leaves changed, whenever I'd walk to the bus stop, the leaves would crunch under my shoes and the air was crisp and it was foggy and it was nice and chilly. It wasn't freezing yet, but it was chilling. And I lived across from, I don't know if it wasn't a farm, but sometimes the cows would get loose and I would wake up and I would be stumbling out of bed, stumbling out the door to catch the bus, and there'd be a fucking cow in my yard. The first time I saw one, I was like, oh shit, I thought it was gonna kill me. Did. It was huge. I was like 7 or 8. It was really big. I remember the kids at the bus stop were like, "It's okay, it's not gonna attack you." And I was like, "Are you sure?" Like screaming down to them at the bus stop. They're like, "Yeah, it's not gonna attack. It's not gonna get you. If anything, it's probably scared of you." I was like, okay, so I made my way to the bus stop. And the cow's just chilling, staring at us at the bus stop. I never knew how it got back. I'm sure someone notified the people who own the cows across the street. And they probably got him. Yeah, lots of little memories, little stories like that. Yeah. I grew up in a few different states on the East Coast. And the first time we moved up there, we moved from the South. So it was a big change for us. from my family, my parents, my sister. It's just the four of us. And I remember the house I first lived in. The school was behind my house, but like on a big hill and like farther back behind. We couldn't walk to school because there wasn't a sidewalk yet. So we still had to catch the bus. But I made friends with the kids on my street. Unfortunately, none of us were the same age. There was a boy who was a year older than me, and then there was a girl who was a year younger than me, and her sister was 2 years younger than me. And then the boy who was a year older than me, he had a sister. She was a year younger than me. We were all pretty close. And then we also made friends with the kids that lived next to the girls who lived across the street from me. I guess they lived across the street from me, I guess. Yeah, they lived across the street from me, but they were older. They were older boys. They were my sister's age. They were in high school. But they would still hang out with us sometimes. Like, everyone got along. It was a really cute little neighborhood. Everyone watched out for each other. Anything looked suspicious, because there's a lot of younger kids that lived on our street too. And the girls, the sisters I was close with, who lived across the street, we got matching backpacks before school started, because I moved in like the month before school started. So it was kind of nice because I was new people. So we got matching backpacks. And the first day of school, they walked me to my class. It was really cute. They walked me to my class and introduced me to the teacher. And then the teacher introduced me to everyone. And everyone was so nice to me. I guess it was a good thing to be a new kid. I guess back in the day, I was in like first grade. When I moved, I was in first grade in that school. And, yeah, I don't know, everyone wanted to be my friend, and it was really nice. I had a nice experience from moving to a new place, and then to meeting people, and people being really nice to me. So yeah, it was about my second or third day of school, and I remember my mom bought me this really pretty white top. It was like had like ruffles on it. It had like these really cute printed leggings to go with them and like some cute little boots. And yeah, 'cause the first day of school I didn't eat lunch, so I believe it was the second day. I didn't eat lunch on the first day of school because everyone was like around me and like talking to me the whole entire time, and I didn't want to be rude and get up to get food. So I didn't eat. But the second day, I did. And I usually, like when I was younger, when I went to preschool and kindergarten, my mom always packed my lunch. But I told her when I was in first grade, I was like, I wanted to, you know, go through the lunch line with everybody. I thought that was so cool. So I go in the lunch line with this little girl who she was my best friend in first grade. Her name was Madison. And she brought me to the lunch line, and she's like, "Oh, we can get like pick out what you like." And you told the lunch lady whatever you wanted. I think I got chicken nuggets or something. And I thought it was so weird because the milk, it wasn't in a milk carton. The milk they had at that school was in like a plastic, like little pouch, almost like, I remember saying this to everyone. I was like, "The milk is like," I was like, "Why don't y'all have milk cartons? Like, this is weird." Like, I was like, "This is like a Capri Sun, but milk," and you had to like poke a hole in the little milk pouch thing. I thought it was so strange, and it always made me like it made me giggle. So I pick out what I wanted to eat. We went back down at the table, and I was struggling to puncture a hole in the little milk pouch thing. And the little girl I became friends with, she offered to help me, and I was like, "Oh no, it's okay, I got it." And like I never could get it, so I ended up just eating my lunch first, my food first, and then talking to all the kids at the table, and they had this like weird timer thing, so you knew how much time you had left before you had to go back to class, and it was winding down, and I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta drink my milk, I gotta get this freaking straw in this pouch. So I was like rotating it, I was flipping it over and upside down, and I was laying it flat on the table, like trying to poke a hole in it. It would not work. So I was like, okay, maybe I just have to like forcefully, puncture it. So I like wind back my hand, and I smash the straw into the pouch, and of course, the milk, it exploded everywhere on me. And I ruined the white shirt my mom had just bought me. I was shook. Everybody was shook at the table. Everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay?" I was just like, yeah. was like, "I didn't mean to do that. I was just trying to drink my milk." And I started getting upset and started crying. One of the lunch ladies came over. She's like, "Oh no, what happened?" I'm like, "I'm just trying to drink my milk." She's like, "It's okay." And she's like, "Let's get you to the nurse's office to change my shirt, because it was covered. It was covered in chocolate milk. I was covered in chocolate milk." So I go to the nurse's office, and they give me a different shirt to change in, and I go back to class, and everyone's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not gonna get milk anymore." After that day, I never drank any of the milk, never got any more of the milk. Yeah, I don't know. Did you have milk pouches at your school when you were little? Like, I thought everyone had like milk cartons and, I don't know, like little bottles of water, I don't know. Or like cups, I don't know. I've never seen that before until that day. And then another time, I was riding my bike home from my friend's house, and I lived on a hill, and then there was another hill, like kinda in front of me, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. The house is like we're on a hill. And there was a sidewalk, and if you went down the sidewalk on your bike or on your skates, you'd obviously pick up speed. And so I was coming home from her house, and I decided that I guess I decided I was in some type of music video. I would always sing on the way home from my friends' houses. Like, I'm talking like belt out sing, like I thought I was in a musical or something. And I don't know, I got bold one day coming home from my friend's house, and I decided that when I was gonna go down the hill, that I was going to close my eyes, take both of my hands off of my handlebars, stretch them out like a bird, and I was singing that Nelly Furtado song, "I'm Like a Bird," you know? It's like, "I'm like a bird, I'll leave my way." That song. I was singing that song, eyes closed, my hands off of the handlebars, and I'm like flying down the hill singing. crashed into a telephone pole. And I crashed so hard, I flew off my bike. I did like a front flip, landed halfway on the sidewalk, halfway in the grass. And yeah, knocked the wind out of me. I thought I broke a bone. I was just laying there. I'm like, no one was around me. My friends were all at home. I was on my way home. No cars had passed by. Eventually get up. I scraped my knee pretty bad. The front of my tire on my bike was like twisted up. Drag my bike the rest of the way home. And I remember just running in the house crying to my parents. I crashed my bike and I broke my tire. And they're like, how did that happen? How did that happen? I'm like, I just fell off. Like, I didn't tell them that. I'm over here singing and my eyes were closed and I didn't have my hands on the handlebar and I was being silly and ended up getting hurt. So my dad had fixed my tire and I was good to go. I was able to ride my bike again. But I didn't ride it for too much longer, actually. My mom ran into one of our neighbors at the grocery store and she told her, she's like, "Oh, your youngest daughter has such a pretty voice. She makes my day. Whenever she passes my house on her bike, I hear her singing all the time." And my mom told me that I was so embarrassed. I wanted to stop riding my bike. I didn't sing anymore. After she told me that, I stopped singing. And I'm like 64% sure that that lady saw me crash my bike that day. If she was listening to me sing every day, she probably saw me crash my bike. There's a high possibility that she saw, and she didn't even come help me. Have to tell you more stories about me, about the time I cheated in sixth grade and got caught with my friends, and about the time I had a sleepover at a friend's house and it was really scary, and about the time I got dragged into being a cheerleader in high school. Tell me about all your embarrassing stories when you were a kid. It's only fair because I'm sharing mine. You could tell me in the morning. You can tell me in the morning and while you cook breakfast for me. I'm signing you up to cook me breakfast. I want everything. I want waffles and pancakes and oatmeal and French toast and everything and apple juice and fruit. Yeah. Chocolate chip pancakes or chocolate chip waffles or blueberry pancakes sound good too. You, me, breakfast at 8. It's a date.